Blog Talk
Praise
Radio.
The Lord, praise the Lord. Praise God. We are worthy. God is worthy to be praised. We thank God. He is awesome. Bless the Lord. Sorry, we do bless God and bind up every interference, but we do apologize for the delay. But nevertheless, we're online giving God glory and believing God for grace and mighty things. Praise God. I believe that was Mother Alexander trying to get through, but I missed her last ring because the phone was in the back. But nevertheless, we're here and we're online and we're looking for a great time of the move of God in the midst in the name of Jesus. We thank God for the little treat that we shall have tonight, that God may be glorified and out of the mouth of babes as well as the adults. And as we have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, He is wonderful. We just got to be tuned in to know His Spirit and to know His will. And to know His will is to know what His Word is saying and then get that Word in us and then abide accordingly. And He said when He abide in us and we abide in Him, His will be done through manifestation. We can get our requests even being made known to Him. We can get the desires of our heart being fulfilled. So all that tied together, as then we'll go back again. If we abide in Him and His Word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. So that's like in delighting ourselves in the Word of God and in what His will is, and then we will get the desires of our heart because His will become ours as we seek His face and surrender ourselves to Him. We bless God. He is so wonderful. He got a way of touching us in a mighty way. Even when we don't feel the greatest, His Word down on the inside will bubble up, and for that purpose that He had for us, in spite of the challenges in life, that Word will bubble up in us and cause us to reach our destiny, and we continue to press in and pursue after Him. He'll keep proving Himself every time, because He said in His Word, all things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and call according to His purpose. So we glorify Him for having that mindset and that opportunity that He give us to glorify Him and magnify Him in prayer and praise and in worship. And He said those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And when we're sincere and honest with Him and submit to Him, He'll manifest in such a way that it'll blow our minds. Like that song said, can't nobody do us like Jesus. It's not just a cliche or song. Really, can't nobody do us like Jesus. And what a mighty God we serve. So, God, we honor You today. We worship You. We magnify You. We adore You. We give honor to You in the name of Jesus. We pledge our allegiance to You. There is none like You and never will be. Glory to God. You are the true and living God. As Jesus said, I'm the true. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man, glory, I can come to the Father without coming through You. I mean, come to the Father. Come to Him without coming through the Father. So we just bless the Lord for the opportunity that we can come together to worship You, to praise You, to read, to study Your Word, to rightly divide the Word of truth, to be able to hear and to have a mindset to obey Your Word. Continue to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. We bless You today for Your servant as You prepare her, glory to God, to bring forth the word of life, the truth, in the name of Jesus. We thank You, Lord God, for the anointing. We thank You for the prayer line that we can make connections to pray and intercede for those that are going through in their minds and their bodies, those that want to save Your voice, that want to come together and worship, those that want to come in a place to acknowledge You and admonish Your name and to be able to build each other up in the spirit and praying one for another. We bless You for a mindset to do so. We thank You, Lord God, for the time, glory to God, that You even give us to be able to be in Your presence. As You say, in Your presence is fullness of joy. We just give You glory and praise. We thank You for Your word that comes to cleanse and sanctify and deliver and to build us up and to bring us into the place of truth, to help us recognize error so we can be able to acknowledge that and bring ourselves under subjection to the word of God. In 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, You are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we just glorify You for the opportunity to be able to be in prayer, to be in worship, to be in, to study the word, to write about the word, to gather together, to lift Your name, to build one another up in the name of Jesus, teaching us more how to wait on the Lord and being of good courage. And You said You will strengthen our hearts. So we bless You today and we honor You. And we thank You, Lord God, today for bringing Your servant, glory to God, in a place where she will share the word of truth today. And so we bless You, excuse me, for it in the name of Jesus. And as we Thank you, Glory, God, for all your great and mighty acts and what you've already done and doing, and your angels to be encamped about us. And as we release the line over to her and, shortly after we give this scripture, we want, Glory to God, you to bless our ears to be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say at this hour and at this time. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. Let me see if I find the place where the scripture is. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I pray that the Lord has blessed each one to have a blessing, blessing, wonderful day today, and that in the midst of it all that we give God glory and praise for who he is. In Jesus' name. All right, our scripture, we're going to go ahead and read this scripture for you tonight. It says under James 5:16, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in his working. And that's coming out of the Amplified. In the name of Jesus, we praise God. We thank God for the reading of the scripture, and we pray, glory to God, that we govern ourselves accordingly. At this time, praise God, we're going to ask Mother McCormick, which is going to be our speaker for tonight, to prepare herself now to bring forth the word, but she is also going to introduce to us a little precious vessel that God has blessed to share, maybe 5 or 6 words, maybe 10, but through it all, we're going to ask you to have ears to hear out of the mouth of babes, and then the servant that will bring forth the message for tonight will be Mother McCormick, but I'll let her introduce a little guest that we may have. Praise God. At this time, Mother McCormick.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just like to thank God for being on the prayer line once more time, just giving glory and honor to him on tonight, giving honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and all the prayer warriors, Sister Hubbard and Sister Willette and Sister Mother Alexander, and then any more on there, Brother Black or whatever. But any more on there, I just like to give honor to all of y'all too. Tonight we have a surprise, which will be my granddaughter. She have a word for you on tonight, and I'm not going to hold it. I'm just going to let her have it, and she will be able, she wants to say a prayer, and then she's going to come on with the word that the Lord have given her. So introduce you to a supportive chat.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Zaporia Chapman, and today my topic is the bubble. So I would like to say a little prayer before I get started. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come this day asking you to give me the right words to say amen. So my topic is the bubble. So how I got the bubble is I was sitting down, and I was on my phone just playing games, and something popped in my head, the bubble. So me and my Nana, we had the bubble. So we had this bubble. So we had this bubble around us. So the bubble that we had around us, it was the devil. So the devil, he makes the bubbles. He gets the bubbles tight so you can't do nothing. So we was going to church, so on Tuesday night, but we go to church on Sunday. So we kept on making excuses that we couldn't go. But one night we were saying, we're gonna pop that bubble. We're gonna pop it. And so we went to church, we were driving down the road, and we went to church, and as soon as we sat down, I said, Nana, we popped the bubble. And so what the bubble really is something where somebody has something that they're going through, and they can't, like, they, like, making excuses not to get into it or not to do it. And they have to make this, they have to push themselves to pop the bubble. So the bubble's dark. So once you're walking through that bubble, as you say you want to pop your bubble, once you're walking through, you're going to see a big old light. It's a little light at the end. It's really bright. And you're going to pop it. So once you go through that light, you're going to pop it, and then you accomplish what you did. And so the bubble, once you do it, you don't look back. But the thing is some people, they're like, oh, I'm going to go to church. Okay, I'm going to pop my bubble. And then they just, like, once they go to church one time, they stop. And so if you stop going to church, like, but if you have, like, a reason, then that's something. But if you, like, stop going to church, like, you're only going to do it one time. Just because you popped your bubble doesn't mean it's going to stay open. So if you don't, like, keep on going to church, the bubble's going to sew up. I was talking about my mom because she has something where her kidneys or something, and I was talking about her, and I was talking about that. She has two kidneys, but one of them, they're going through something. One of the kidneys are going through something that has a bubble around it, and that's making the other kidney have a bubble around it. So as soon as that other kidney gets right, because the doctor's saying that she needs a new kidney, but God, he's doing the surgery. He's doing it right now, and that he's gonna pop. He's done with the surgery, he's gonna pop the bubble, and so her kidneys are gonna get, they're gonna be brand new. She's gonna be happy, and she's gonna be so excited because. When the doctors, once they see something, they're like, oh, you only have 3 days to live. You only have 4 days to live. You only have this much time. But don't listen to the doctors. Just listen to God, and he'll help you go through it and all of that. And so, like, if you, like, have, like, somebody says you have cancer, don't get sad. Just be like, okay, but you're gonna feel like, why did this happen to me? Why did I have to get cancer or something? Don't listen to the doctors. Don't listen to them. And so, like, what you just, like, because the guy is gonna do the surgery. He's gonna fix your brain tumor or something, and he's going to get all that illness out. He's going to wash it away, and then it's going to pop the bubble. Because you have a bubble around you, but it's going to pop as soon as you, when they say the doctors were like, oh, where did your cancer go? This is a miracle or something. And they were like, they're just trying to figure out, like, where did it go? How did this happen? And so, like, I, like, felt like that one time when my stomach was hurting. I was like, why my stomach had to hurt? Why this had to happen to me? And all of that. And I got upset. But I had a bubble around me. Because the devil, he wants you to feel bad. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And he wants you to feel bad. He doesn't want you to feel good. So, like, that's why the God, he died for our sins on the cross. He went to... he went to hell to get the keys, and he went to hell to get the keys, and so he can go back to heaven. And so, yeah, that's my topic about the bubble. And so my next topic is the Saul Church of Paul. So if you could turn to Acts 8 and 9, chapter 9. So I'm going to be reading 4, 5, and 6. So Saul, he had a bubble around him too. So they was like talking about Saul. He was they said when they said his name was Saul, he was like a big man or something like that. Cause he asked people whether they're Christians and he'll kill the whole family. So I'm gonna read chapter. What? No, I'm just going to read 4, 5, and 6. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me, Lord?" Then the Lord said, I am Jesus, who you are It is hard for you to take he trembled and astonished said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." So they said, well, it wasn't what I was reading, but I know that they said Saul, he was walking crooked for 3 days, and he was blind for 3 days. So he went down this road that was called Straight. As soon as he went down that road, he stopped walking crooked. He started walking straight. So then he was hanging around, I forgot his name, but I know he started hanging around good people instead of killing people and hanging around big people, because the army, like, they would go in and kill the whole entire family. So he started hanging around good people. So he prayed for him, and Saul, he was blind for 3 days. So the guy, he prayed for him, and he touched him, and then he prayed for him, and then Saul, he just opened up his eyes, and he wasn't blind anymore. And so, So he started hanging around good people, and then his name being Saul, so they changed his name to Paul. So he popped the bubble. He got out of that bubble. He left it all behind. Because once you pop your bubble, do not look back. Because you look back, then you're going to be like, why did I do this? And then you're going to start a whole new bubble. Like, you're going to be like, why did I do this? Why did I do that? Why did I do this to that person? And you're going to be like that. So don't look back. Just don't look back. Just, you're going to hear voices, like, you're going to hear the devil say, "Oh, come to me," or "come to me," or something like that. And just don't look back. Just look for it. Don't listen to him. Because, again, he wants to kill, steal, and destroy. So Paul, he started hanging around good people. So then he became a Christian. And so he turned into a pastor, and then he became a Christian. He started preaching like other people, because remember, he killed Christians. And so now he got with good people and started hanging around with bad people. He got with good people so he can he can build, like, he can, like, get away from the bad people and stop killing people. And he changed. Like, he had a change in his life. He had a change where I can't explain it, but he had a change, and he changed. And it was like he just changed. And so, like, everybody that's listening right now on this prayer line, they have a bubble too. Like, I don't know what you're going through, but everybody has a bubble. Your family has a bubble. Like, everybody in the world has a bubble. Everybody, even me, I have a bubble. Because my bubble is trying to learn my math, because I'm not that good at math and reading, so that's my bubble. I have to pop that bubble. I have to learn how to do my math and my reading, and I have to pop it. I just have to pop it. So something else about me, I don't want to take up too much time, but something else about me. So my teacher, when I was in school this year, so my teacher, we didn't have a good connection. Like with all my teachers, happy and excited, but this teacher, it wasn't right. So, like, we was going, like, she would, like, do stuff that I didn't like, and, like, all, like, talk, like, call my parents and stuff, and, like, blame stuff on me, and, like, we just didn't have a good connection. So, we had a bubble between us. We had a bubble between us that was going back and forth, back and forth. So I popped that bubble. But I know that was, I shouldn't have said that, but I had to pop that bubble, because devil, it was something in her, it was a devil in her that wanted her to not like me, because I feel like she didn't like me. And so I had a teacher like that before, so I know what they don't like about me and all of that, so... So, yeah, I had a bubble, so I had to pop that bubble and had to pop it. And I did it, and my aunt said she got me going to a new school, and I'm so happy. And I pray that I have good teachers and everything. I do my work right and everything. So I just wanted to come on and say about the bubble and talk about Saul. So thank you for coming on. Thank you for letting me come on, Sister Hubbard. Thank you.
Hello.
My dear, I praise God for you coming on. Did a marvelous and wonderful job. Praise the Lord even for your first time coming on. But you sound so more than older than your age. But we bless God for that word. And it's something for all of us to think about in busting that bubble, because the enemy, just like you said, and John 10:10, came to steal, kill, and destroy, but God came to give us life and life more abundantly. Even when you were using an example about your health and challenges, and even with your mom, and even with you challenged at school or whatever, like you said, busting the bubble. Even when we hear things, the doctor's report, we're to do with the message of possible where the doctor has the truth. I mean, doctors have a report by facts about what they see, but our faith is more or less, we got to keep the faith in God that he'll bring us through and bring us out, and he'll be the healer. So when you, I understood much of what you were saying, but don't get caught up in what they're saying. Don't let that get in your spirit and cause you to be so bound up and just meditating and getting all in anxiety and nervous and whatever about what the doctors say. But with even what they say, still yet, after them did their report, we got to keep the faith and keep praying and praying and believing God and keep standing on his word. So that was a good example you use for us to bust the bubble. And then with school, like you said, I had a problem with math, and then I had to bust that bubble. So you kept fighting and kept learning and kept getting what you had to do, to whether you had to study hard or whether you had to get tutoring or whatever. You did whatever you had to do to bust the bubble. And so that's like what you're saying. In anything in all of our lives, everyone in the world have a bubble, and that's a challenge from the enemy to come to steal, kill, and destroy. But when our challenges come, is when we get to a point that we have to realize we got to look to the hills, what's coming to our help, and it comes from God, and trust him that he's going to bring us through and bring us out. As he said in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. All that ways, acknowledge him, he'll direct our path. So he's the one we got to trust and wait on the Lord and be of good courage while we are believing God to bring us through. So it was so powerful about the bubbles to know that all of us have something the enemy are trying to bind us with. But all power is in Jesus Christ, and as we are saved and filled with the Spirit, greater is he on the inside of us than he is after us. So you brought a wonderful word tonight. I pray God continue to bless, as I call tell Mother McCormick so many times, that you're the little evangelist. Well, God bless, and he's blessing you to have a prayer life with your grandmother. She's planting good seeds on the inside of you, and I pray you continue to get that in your spirit the more and grow, because he'll use you at a young age real early. But never get the big head. Always stay humble, and God will always bless you and continue to bring great and blessed things to your life and for your family. So you continue to be encouraged as you pray, and pray for your mom, your grandmother, your aunties, and all of us, and pray glory to God for us on the prayer line. God's going to bless your prayers as well. So I pray he continue to bless you with a great school year, scholarships in life, that you don't have to, your parents don't have to get money out of their pockets. You'll be so great in school that you do excellent, and you're going to be more than a conqueror in your math and all your other studies. So be encouraged, be blessed. I know it was a lot being said, but I wanted to pour in you when I have an opportunity. Bless the Lord. And we'll have the comments from the other ministers after your after Grandmama finished speaking, okay? Praise God.
Okay.
Bless the Lord. Well, you be blessed. We love you, okay? Mother McCormick, the evangelist, the floor is to you right now, and then we'll give comments later. And hopefully she'll be available to hear later. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm just going to say a little prayer right fast. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would please increase our faith and remove our fear. May your Holy Spirit teach us how to not fear or worry. Strengthen our minds so when things happen, we can face them with confidence and courage. We don't want to be a coward, and we don't want to fear, because your word said in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So I thank God for the prayer on tonight. And thank God for my granddaughter about the bubble, because sure enough, I need a bubble be busted all over me at times. But I just want to come forth from tonight, and my thing is going to be let go of the past. Stop looking back. And have confidence in God. Let go of the past. Stop looking back. Have confidence in God. As I was reading, as I was going through, and I was trying to get it together, thinking about what God want me to say in it, I kept trying to move the stuff, something else. You know, I don't know. I'm always trying to fix it myself, and seemed like it just always come back to confidence. But then when I thought about confidence, and I thought about, I always like the scripture where it talk about in about the woman with the issue of blood. So I'm gonna read Luke. I'm coming from Luke the let's see what chapter it's in. Luke the 8th chapter, and I'm gonna read start from the 43rd verse, and it reads. Wait a minute, excuse me, y'all. I got to take my glass off to see in it. It starts, it said, and there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years. And though she had spent all her living of position, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind him and touched the figment of his garment, and immediately her discharge of blood cease. And Jesus said, who was it that touched me? When all denied it, Peter said, Master, the crowd surround you and are pressing on you. But Jesus said, someone touched me, for I received that power has gone out from me. And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and fell down before him, declaring in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. Now, I was reading this part, And also, as I began to think about the Word of God, I thought about before Jesus started on this journey, he was going on to he's supposed to have been going to see Jairus, if I'm saying the name right, the daughter. He was going. That's where he was on his way going. But on his way going there, because it felt like his daughter was sick. The daughter had Let me read just a little bit of this, and I'm kind of bringing through a little bit what I'm talking about. Now, when Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And there come a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, and fell at Jesus' feet and implored him to come to his daughter, for he had an only daughter before 12 years of age, and she was dying. So Jesus on his way, and this man wanted him to come to him because his daughter was dying. But on his way going there he met the woman with the issue of blood. So I thought about how, you know, you may be on your way going somewhere, and there's somebody else come up and want you to pray for them. Now, you're not going to stop and not pray for them, even though you're on your way going somewhere else. You're not going to stop and say, "Well, I can't bother you today. I'm on my way to such a place. How I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time to be doing this for you right now. I got to go on to such a person house." But Jesus, he wasn't like that. He took his time and he did what he had to do. So the thing I'm saying, that this sick woman had been, she was hemorrhaged, you know. Hemorrhage was like blood, you know. She was hemorrhaged. A lot of blood was coming out of her. For 12 years, for whole 12 years, all this stuff had been happening to her. And that means she was legal unclean. You know, at that time, back in the day, they called those women unclean because of the things that they was going through. And she could not throw herself, therefore, at the feet of Christ and state her complaint. But her modern human uncleanness and press of the crowd. She even though she just kept on, she just pressed, and she was armor. She pressed through that crowd and made close contact. Well, night imposing hint her even to touch in some unnoticed way the hem of his garment, and this was a woman of faith. She was a woman of faith, cause I can imagine she was determined. She was determined. She had that faith, and she was determined to get there with Jesus. And I thought about it. I said, I can't imagine she might have heard about Jesus a long, long time ago. And there probably were a whole bunch of people around, you know. But she made it up in her mind that she gonna get her healing today. And just like today, we need to make up our mind that whatever we need from God, that we gonna get it. I don't care what people say. I don't care how you talk about me. I don't care what you do. That you make up your mind that whatever you want from God, God is able to supply it for you in the name of Jesus. And this was a woman of faith, and she had that faith, and she was cured after many failing. What this woman really endured at the hands of the medicine men of the time, it left to agitate her, and what was touched was given by his stir of knowledge that she had suffered many things. She had suffered many things in the position of getting no better. She was just like, she was going to the doctor all the time. Just I tell her, she was just going to the doctor, just like some people do today. Just study going to the doctor, study being sick. Ain't getting no better, spending money, ain't getting no better. Just study going. Let me slow down. Let me see. And then the position, she was getting worse. Where a man fell, Christ proceed down. Okay, wait a minute. I'm skipping. Let me skip something. now the aged man, woman could reclaim, have been restored by Christ. What is not impossible with man, it is blessed possible with God. So whatever is not possible with man, whenever we go to the doctor, what is not possible with man, it is possible with God. Her disease was the longest stand, yet she was swift healed. She was healed just that fast. For as soon as she touched the hem of his garment, straightway, as soon as she probably didn't even touch it that big. It probably was just a little tip. But that was just like a faith touch. Just like the Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now she had that faith, and I can't imagine she probably seen this thing before it even happened. She had faith that this is my day, this is my time today to get my healing. This is my time. And the fountain of the blood was dried up. It dried up just that quick when she touched that little tiny hem of his garment. And it said, if a person suffered for a while from a complaint and seek no medical advice, but in the end goes to the doctor, he and Ruth said, you shall have come to me sooner. But it is the glory of Christ that he can heal those who come later to him. It's the glory of God that can heal. The word of God said, the word of God let us know by his stripes that we are already healed. And it said, in a moment of time, this sickness had made her look older than she was. Now, as she was going through, a lot of times you may be going through some sickness, and you may not even be feeling good. And your oppression, your complexion, the way you act, you may be kind of not even old, not real, real old, but the way that you so sick in your body and it make you feel so older than what you is because your body, you're so sick. But as Jesus passed by the willow finger and the woman, I think I'm jumping to another section. Anyway, but as Jesus touched that, as she touched the hem of his garment, that let her know that she was healed. And I can imagine that as soon as she got healed, she just went off and just probably rejoicing. I mean, now he didn't say, I'm probably putting a little bit in there right now. But she probably did. She probably rejoicing. Because any time that you have been sick for a longer time and you get touched by the Lord and you ain't feeling the same way that you used to feel, I know that you're going to give God the glory because all glory and honor belongs to him. And as soon as the woman touched Christ's garment, he felt that virtue has gone out of him and turned about and said, who touched me? The disciples of Miller and rebuked Jesus. They rebuked Jesus by saying that. You know, there's going to be somebody that's always going to say something. Somebody going to always got something to say. But then it says, seeing the multitude being taught thee and saying, thy who touched me? It said, perhaps her touch has been unnoticed by the eye of those. They didn't understand. In a way, they didn't understand what was going around, and she must have been one of many who touched the master that day as the proclaimer of his of the love. But a touch of faith, she had a touch of faith which could not be hidden from him. That was a special touch. A special touch that she had. And it couldn't be hidden from him because he felt it. It was so powerful when she touched him. It was so powerful. And the Greek physician saw the patient and trembling with self conscious, but too glad and grateful to she confessed to that she was like trembling. When she touched him, she thought he was gonna say something to her because she had touched him. But she confessed to to she confessed to that she had touched the road. She told him all the truth. But really, he already knew it. He already knew what had happened. But she told him she experienced that open confession. She was good for the soul. What is she open? She was open. She had an open confession because it was good for the soul. What a gloom of gratitude her accountants must have had as she publicly stated that she that her burden for 12 years had rolled away. And that was a burden that was on her for 12 years, and it rolled away from her. The crowd who listened to her confess also hear the Savior benediction. He said, "Daughter, be a good comfort. Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace." So he told her, he said, and then they hear that, said, "Thy faith, your faith has saved you. Go in peace." So you can have peace now. You don't have to be worried. You don't have to be fretful no more. You can have that peace that passes all understanding that will keep your mind on me as you go forward. And when anything else happens to you, you can always come back to the throne. You can come boldly to the throne of grace that you can find help in a time of need. So as I begin to think about that, I thought about a lot of times it's not so much as just a one touch thing that we can continue to get a touch from Jesus because he is the author and the finish of our faith. We can continue to look to the hills from which coming our help because we know all our help comes from the Lord. We can continue to be trusting in him and to let not our heart be troubled because we know that he's able to deliver us from all our fear in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God for that, you know, for the woman, it's your blood, for the issue of blood, because like I was saying with my theme, what did I do with it? Let go of the past, stop looking back, and have confidence in God. So that's what we have to do, let go of the past. So I can imagine, you know, that she don't let go of the past, and so she got confidence. She got confidence in God that he is her healer. He is her deliverer on tonight. That whatever she needs, and we can do the same thing as tonight as we go forward and walk this journey, we can trust in the Lord. We can look to the hills from which coming our help. Because, like I said, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift from God. You can embrace the good plan that you have in the future. There are people that think that they can't make it because of what have happened in their past. But I encourage you to change your thinking and set your focus in a whole new direction. Then you will begin to say, I don't have to live like this. I am better than that. God wants you to receive what Jesus died to give you. We got to get it in our mind that Jesus died for us because he loved us so much and he has a plan for our life because our new life in Christ means that we have been complete, forgiven of all our sin. Do you not know that God has wiped your slate clean and take up rivers to your heart? You can let the past, you can let the past go and begin to get excited about your future. When you get discouraged again, say, no, I am not going to live in bondage anymore because Jesus' word has set us free. So just believe all things are possible. We cannot do anything about what has happened in our past, but we can do some things about our future. Just think about God calling the children of Israel out of bondage in Egypt to go to the land he had promised to give them as a perpetual inherit, as land that flowed with milk and honey. and every good thing. They couldn't imagine a land in which there would be no shortage of anything. They needed a land prosper in every realm of their existence. We cannot be of any good to anyone in our life. No, listen. We cannot be of any good to anyone in our life if we have not had a moment to be good to ourselves. So God is wanting us. He is wanting us to just let go of the past. And I know a lot of time we may sit around and we may think about the past. And you know, there is some things that you can go, there is some things, what I'm saying about the past, there is some things that you can think about on the past, but just don't stay there. Don't stay there. Because you can stay there too long. You can really stay there too long, so just don't stay there. But you have confidence. Have confidence in God that he's able and he's willing to deliver you from every problem and every situation that you might be going through. He's the only one that can bring you out. He is the only one that can set you free in these days and time. And like the word of God said, Romans 8:31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So God was with the woman with the issue of blood. He was with that woman with the issue of blood. And she knew that God was there, that he was going to deliver her, that he was going to touch her, that she touched. She made up her mind that she touched that hem. She touched the hem of the garment. But he knew it was going to happen. We know everything that's going to happen before it even happened to us. He knows all about it. He just sometimes wants us to step out in faith. He just sometimes wants us to just step out in faith and do what he wants us to do. But sometimes we come fearful. But he said in the word he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. So God wants us to just forget about the past and just have confidence in him that he's going to work out these situations and these things that we're going through. He said, because we are the one that have the authority, we can bind those spirits of liking. Sometimes we got some likeness in us, some likeness, the things that we need to bind up, them old liking things that try to come and make us think we can't make it, make us think we can't have this or that. And in a part of our life, like Luke 4:13, now when the devil had in every temptation, he departed from him until an opportunity time. You know, the devil come, he'll come, and then he'll leave you. He'll leave you, and then he'll come back. But just like if there's an opportunity time, the word here tell us that Hebrews 4:14-16 says, seeing then that we have a greater high priest. We got a greater high priest than the enemy who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. So let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot assent with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are yet without sin. He said, let us therefore come boldly. God wants to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may attain mercy, excuse me, and find grace to help in time of need. Now, James 4:7 said, therefore, submit. Now, God, he wants you to submit to God. Don't submit to everything else. He wants you to submit to him. Excuse me. And after you submit, he wants you to resist. Resist means just resist it. Resist what? Resist the devil. and he will flee from you. And that's what he wants you to do. Submit and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. And rebuke him. Like the word said in Luke 4:39, so he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and served them. That was in Luke. That was in another scripture where Jesus rebuked that spirit, rebuked that fever that the girl had. So a lot of times we have to rebuke some things, excuse me, that tries to come on us in the name of Jesus. Wait a minute. When it comes to our burden, Jesus took it all on the cross. 1 Peter 2:24. And his death on the cross, Jesus took all of our wrongdoing on himself and offered us his forgiveness because he carried our burden. Jesus wanted to carry our burden. We don't have to carry no burdens. We don't have to carry nothing. But then sometimes we find ourselves picking up things. Sometimes we find ourselves picking up some things and we carrying it alone when we don't have to carry a burden that. We don't have to get burdened down and stuff. And I have to talk to my own self sometimes about some things like that. That we don't have to carry our burden. We don't have to suffer the punishment we deserve. Instead of living in fear of guilt, the empty way of life, Hannah, down to us, we can enjoy a new life of love and freedom. Lord, sometimes our guilt and shame can feel so heavy. Help us to release our past and pain too. You and experience your peace. So that's what I'm saying tonight. Sometimes these things are happening, but we can release this stuff to the Lord. We can cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. He loves us, and he wants us to give it all to him. He said, and that spiritual your peace, knowing you have carried it all and have set us free, knowing that God have carried all these problems and all these sickness and all these disease and just like a mother always said, know who you are in Christ and give it to him and let him see us through our problems and our situation, because sometimes as we walk this journey, there'll be things that come, but we don't have to lean there. We don't have to stay stuck in the problems, in the situation that we are going through. Jesus carried the burden of our sin, and so he could give us the blessing of life. 1 Peter 1:18-25 said he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wound, you have been healed. That's in 1 Peter 2:24. So as we walk this journey tonight, as we go forward, forget the past. Stop looking back. Have confidence in God because he is the author and the finish of our faith. He is everything that we need. We can lean on him and we can trust him and help him. He can help us to go forward because as I was going through it at times in my life, and sometimes we put confidence in man, and as I was thinking about, I thought about all this killing, all this shooting mess that's going on in the world today, and I thought about before all this stuff sort of happened in the world, I thought about how one day I was at the post office. And I was there standing in that post office getting some stamps. And the man came in the post office with a shotgun. And the lady had to break the mirror up there and she saw the man come in with a shotgun, and she told us that there was a man just walked in the door with a shotgun. So we all just scattered out everywhere. We ran everywhere. Where we could find a hole to get in, we ran. I lost all my stamps, but that was okay. But we ran, and we got in this here room. We got in this room, and he closed the door so the man couldn't get to us. So as I was in that room, I began to think about that I know the Lord was able to help me to get out of here. I don't have to stay shot in here with all these people. And I had that confidence that God was going to take care of me. So I told the lady, I said, I can't stay in here. She said, she told me, she said, lady, you got to stay in here because that man is out there with a shotgun. I said, I can't stay in here because my other daughter was outside in the car. And I just believed that I could get out of that place without getting hurt and stuff. So she said, well, if you think you can get out of here, you go ahead on. You go ahead. And so I got out, and when I tipped out, and I had my other little baby daughter with Catherine, I had her with me, but Teresa was in the car. And I tipped out, and I seen the man with a shotgun, but he didn't see me. And I went all around in the back and come back around to my car and jumped in the car. And we took off, and when we took off, I saw him stand up there. And the people were still in the building with the man with the shotgun, but I left. I was the one that I got out, and I thank God for having mercy on me. I thank God for me knowing that I had some confidence and believing God was able to protect me, that I didn't put my trust in just sitting there, just waiting. But I had the confidence that I was going to leave and be able to get out with my kids in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God for a lot of more I can tell, with a lot of more testimonies I can tell, well, how God have kept me, how God have brought me through. And God is able to bring us through all things in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for all that he's doing. And I hope that I didn't get you all mixed up with different things I was saying on tonight, because I was just thinking about having confidence in God. I was thinking about that word confidence. And he's the only one that we can have confidence. I have some scriptures that I can call off, but I'm not going to read the scriptures out. But I'm going to read I'm not going to read them, but I'm going to read some off for you. In Proverbs 3:26, it speaks about some confidence. Isaiah 41:10 speaks about it. 2 Corinthians 3:5, and 1 John 3:20-21, Philippians 4:13, Hebrews 13:6, Romans 15:13, 1 John 4:18, and this is going to be two last ones, 1 John 3:22, and Psalms 20:7. I have a lot more, but I'm not going to call all of them out. But I just thank God for just having the confidence in the Word of God, that he is the author and the finisher. I have to keep saying that, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith, and we can come boldly to the throne of grace and find help in a time of need. So I just thank God for giving me the chance to talk on that tonight. And I hope everyone enjoyed it. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, my dear. Most definitely enjoyed it. It was a powerful message of what you were saying. And so let's go, let go of the past and stop looking back in it, and having confidence in the Lord. And that was a blessed word that you have. I know there's other ministers that want to be able to share concerning the baby as well as yourself. I thank God for how the Lord bless you to say we can't do nothing about our past, but we can do something about our future. And it's just the same as like you hear the old saying about, you know, we can't, after the liquid has been poured out of a vessel into on the ground or either on the floor, you can't pour it back in. And then same as scrambled eggs, you cannot scramble. So where we have to ask the Lord, where do we go from here? So we have to make sure that we're keep our lives tuned in to hear from the Lord to go forward. Because as the baby had said earlier, and it still ties into things you were saying too, that we that thief gonna come to steal, kill, and destroy. But we got to make up our minds and have confidence in the Lord, put our trust and faith in, just like the woman you were talking about, dead in her blood. She was determined, even after all the agony and the pain and the suffering she went through, knowing about Jesus or hearing about him, whatever way she found out about him, still yet to get to a place. And my faith is that sometimes we do have to get to that place. We speak into this mountain until it gets to this place, and sometimes you got to press in and see something happening by faith before it even manifests. And her confidence was that she touched him, it was going to take place. And magnificently, out of all those touching and that press and that crowd, that's why the disciples were so baffled. How was all of these people touching him? Glory, but that virtue, that special touch, that power of her faith, it had a magnificent effect to turn back around and penetrate the full virtue out of Christ. So we just have to have that faith when we're pressing, when everything looking dark and bleak and glory, I look like nothing's going on. We got to have the faith and confidence to know that God can do this. Like when the baby was even talking about, don't listen to the enemy, more or less, it's just keep your confidence in the spirit of the Lord that God can bring you through and bring you out. So that's more or less what you were saying, and that too is over. So we just got to keep our faith in the Lord and just trust him. And so many other things that you say and that said, and know the greater one is on the inside of us, and if God be for us, who can be against us? So we just got to do just what you're saying. Don't let those past turn back around and have us in bondage and tie us up. We got to speak and decree and declare what the word of God says and take authority and know who we are, whose we are, and put the enemy to flight. And he's going to come back because he did it with Jesus, as you stated in scripture earlier. So the main thing, when he come back, and so far we cannot come back in them same doors the way he did. He may come back with another test, with another trial or whatever, but he should never be to the point that we're consistently leaving doors open for him to come back at us, because we know that he is going to be here doing those things while we're here on earth. But we've been overcomers, triumphant, and victorious in certain things. We ought to be to that place where we're continuously fighting the good fight of faith. So we bless the Lord. And one of the scriptures that you brought out here, Isaiah 41:10, the powerful one, you didn't say it, but at least it's there. It says that fear not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. Yeah, I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And we also know that in the midst of it all, God will work things for our good, and we just got to keep the faith and keep trusting him and keep standing on his word and knowing what to God of what Christ has already did on our behalf. So it was a rich word tonight, so I pray you continue to be encouraged and let the Lord bless you. So much meat is in this. I'm not going to take up any more time, and so hope just let the Spirit of the Lord continue to request for him to help us, and we just got to be obedient to when the Spirit of the Lord is speaking, that we be obedient to that he's saying, and not be those ones that be a hearer but not a doer, and to know that we are not to agree with him and override his spirit when he is talking to us. So we thank the Lord again for you, Mother McCormick, and we're opening the lines now for those and so forth that want to make a remark concerning the ministry that came forth about the bubble and also what God has just blessed you to as well. After that, then we'll take prayer requests. Right now we're going to focus on comments and remarks. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for the night where we could be able to break the bread of life. I wasn't able to go out of the city for Pastor Burton. We know that the Lord is blessing you miraculously. We know we have to talk there, but God has a plan, and so he works things for good. So we thank God for the ministry. At this time, the lines are open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I honor God on tonight. I thank and praise God. I hope whoever that is that was sleeping will wake up. But I thank and praise God for the beautiful words, the message. The first from Sister McCormick's grandbaby, Miss Chapman. Beautiful job on the bubble. I thank God for that. And she was saying, you know, you got to pop that bubble. The bubble is whatever you've been challenged with, whatever is trying to interfere with your relationship with the Lord. You got to pop that bubble. You let God pop the bubble when it's too big for you. But it reminded me of a time when I was having a vocation Bible school for some children when I was living in Germany. And I had a practical exercise I had for them, and it was on a balloon, praise God. And I told the kids, whatever it is that you are having issues with or trouble with, write it down. I gave him a marker. I had him to blow up a balloon and let it be, you know, blown up and then tied off. And then I said, write down what your issue is. Write it on the balloon. And after you write it on there, then I tell him, now take this pen and just believe by faith that problem is going to be over once you bust it. And you'd be amazed at how many people were just simply set free by believing that, you know what, I'm not going to deal with that no more. That's a thing of the past, praise God. And they, when they put that situation down and when you pop that bubble, that balloon, it was gone. It was amazing. And I thank and praise God for that. And I thank and praise God for this wonderful message on the bubbles, challenges that you have in life, situations. And if you're not happy about them, the enemy has brought a bubble to your life. And sometimes people are not aware of these things are interferences. They are hindrances. They are opposition. They are distractions. And you've got to deal with it, you know. A lot of times people don't want to face it. As long as you don't want to face it, it doesn't mean it's going to go away. But when you confess it, when you bring it to God's attention, and when you say, Lord, I don't want to deal with this no more, and if you've learned what you were supposed to learn, praise God, you can just like put it on that balloon, pop that balloon, praise God, whatever that situation is, and believe by faith that it's gone. So I thank and praise God it was really a beautiful message that she brought, and she gave good example of Saul, who became a Christian after meeting the Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus. So we thank and praise God. The first thing, I just thank and praise God for Sister McCormick and her daughter bringing up the granddaughter in a manner to just have a relationship with the Lord and to want to know God for herself. Praise God, and see that God works for children, praise God, just like he works for adults. So that's what I have to say about it. And I just encourage her to keep on and just trust God, praise God. And there's nothing too hard for God, praise God. Even teachers that we don't may get along with, but you know what? God wants us to pray for them. Even when they become an enemy, we still got to pray and do good. So thank and praise God for her, and thank and praise God for Mother McCormick for bringing that great message. And I want you to know that your message was not in vain. Let go of the past, stop looking back, and have confidence in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank and praise God. And when you begin to talk about Luke, the 8th chapter, about the woman that had the issue of blood, I'm going to tell you what I had already wrote down, and then you'll see what that was, just simply confirmation, because I wrote this down this evening. I was looking at one of the Christian channels, just a little bit skimming through the channels, and she was talking. She was coming from Mark, but she was still talking about the woman who had an issue, praise God, of blood, the same one. It was in Mark, the 5th chapter, praise God. And I had put down, you know what, as a subject, you know, preachers always looking for subjects. I put down, you can touch God. And you know that woman that had the issue of blood, praise God, and like you said, she spent everything she had, but she didn't get better, she grew worse. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that in that message, praise God, I had put down a note to myself. You know, people don't think they can touch God, but when she touched Jesus, praise God, the hem of his garment, the power, virtue, which is the same as the power, was released from Jesus. Your faith can release power. You can touch God. Your faith touches God, hallelujah, and it will cause a reaction to flow from him into you with whatever you stand in need of. And that virtue, that power, can bust that bubble that the enemy think he has defeated you with. So I thank and praise God to have confidence. I thank and praise God even for the testimony, praise God, that you had confidence in God that you were going to get out of that bank, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the message. Thank God for the messenger. Thank and praise God, and I pray God's favor over your life. Wonderful job, and once again, thank you for training up the child in the way they need to go. And the scripture said, when they get old, they won't depart. We love you, we bless you, we praise you, and thank and praise God. God be glorified in your messages. Thank you so much. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Madam McConnick. Praise the Lord for using you that way. Let go of the past. Have confidence in God. A lot of people need to have confidence in God and know if he said it, it shall come forth. Know who they are when they stand. And most of all, that little granddaughter of yours, thank the Lord for her. That's a little warrior is on your hand there. Because what those bubbles was meaning is the wiles of the devil. And she's such a young little girl, but she's a warrior because she bursts all those bubbles. Even for our mom going through that, she still stands firm and know that she can bust those bubbles. So that means that's a warrior that we have to look forward. A little young warrior coming up. And I thank God for her. Thank you, McCartney, for the way you're raising her up. Bless the Lord. That's all I have for tonight.
Okay, no one else will respond?
Oh, well, God bless you. This is Brother Black. Wow, when she was speaking, I mean, just the wisdom, just the excellence of the wisdom of God that was coming forth from out of her mouth. Amen. At a young age, and I was like, how old is she? Because the way that God used her today, amen, grown folks don't even be used like that. And I just thank God that even at a young age, oh my God, I mean, she won't ever be without. She won't ever be in those bubbles. She's going to pass right on by those bubbles because God has given her discernment even at a young age. And so it's going to be hard for the enemy to catch her in bubbles, to put her in bubbles, because she's going to be looking for them. I thank God for that. And I was like, maybe she's 9 or something like that. But I just thank God for the word. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We bless the Lord. It's been so powerful tonight. Last response before going further. Well, we praise God tonight. It's just been such a powerful move of God. We bless God for all the remarks and comments, and pray that they were able to hear us and hear some of the encouragement in there that the mother, she always plays a blog talk back, so hopefully she gets an opportunity to hear the comments that she didn't get to hear and that was there. But nevertheless, it was just a powerful move of God tonight, and thanking God how he worked things for the good and for the we were able to have that opportunity to hear the Lord through the foundation of the grandmother and generation. Hello? But anyway, third generation, the mother, thank God for her mother birthing this baby and one of our foundation that the Lord blessed you, Mother McCormick, so how this baby is drawn to the anointing and spend time in the prayer closet, in her actual prayer closet, glory to God, praying with her grandself. And just the example that the mother, the grandmother is leaving a live legacy, she can see the manifestation about what God is doing in her children and her grandchildren. This little one right here, the brother, the little young boys are anointed and God is blessing and doing some things in them, but just to hear this younger one, this little baby, God is blessing and the spirit of the Father is in her and her desire to pray. I say, Grandma, let's pray. Even when she don't feel good, she'll say, Grandma, pray for me. She'll touch and agree with her grandmother and as well pray for her mom. So we thank God for that grooming and how the manifestation is coming out more and more that it's her desire. She goes to the go to church, and she writes notes and come back home and see what the say. That's wonderful. I remember the days when mine could do that and the grandma. Sometimes, you know, they could steer away, but we believe in what's been put in them that they're going to rise up and some will continue in the path. We're going to believe that all of them do regardless of however. So we just thank God for what he's doing and done and what my ears have heard from both the messages. And these are things that tied together. So at this time, if there is not any more remarks, we will, if there is something pressing for prayer, we'll take that request. If there's not, or you're not listening to testimony, then we're going to prepare ourselves for departing off the phone and keep one another lifted up and through these storms and hurricanes and these so whatever that's happening out here too with all this flooding and these sinkholes that are happening around in different areas. We ask the Lord to bless and heal and deliver and set free and encourage and in the meantime provisions being made for protection in those ones that are right in the midst of it and those that have already gone through it. So we ask the Lord to keep us too and keep us alert. In the meantime, we'll take those requests if there are, prepare ourselves for Monday night prayer as well as 7 o'clock. And we look forward to a move of God and for God to move miraculously in a great way. And we're looking forward to also the women on July 13th. And take quarters and keep for that prayer. Okay, the line is open now for any prayer requests. We'll make those brief, and then we're going to say good night and until we meet again for tomorrow. So the lines are open now for those that may have one. Oh, so we don't have any requests for tonight. We're going to go ahead and...
Okay. Okay, I want to say another prayer. Actually, Brother Black, I'm 10 years old. And so this is Psalm 11, 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. We're going to keep that in mind. Everything, something we normally say, but we're going to keep that in mind that, praise God, the Lord bless for you to share that every day is the Lord's day. And we're going to continue to force and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Sister Hubbard.
Yes.
I would just like to let each one know that she's 10 years old. She'll be 11 the 25th of this month.
I figured she was 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I would like to let you know that this child was just like when my daughter, when Teresa she wasn't pregnant, and it was a while, and the Lord had dealt with me about going to get some baby or well, I went to this yard sale, and I saw all these little girl baby clothes, and I decided to get them because the Lord said that I was going to have a granddaughter because I didn't have it. I had two grandsons, but he said I was going to have a granddaughter, and I came back home with all the baby clothes, and my daughter said, Mama, why do you have all these little girl clothes? There's nobody no one's going to have a baby because I can't have one, she said. She said, she couldn't have a baby. Well, I know the doctor had told her she couldn't have a baby. But the Lord told me that she was going to have me a granddaughter. And so she had this little girl. And I got the clothes, and the Lord told me that when she come into the world, that she was going to be a busy little girl. And she is a little busy little girl. I mean, she's a sweet little girl, but she's busy at times. But that's what God gave me, that confirmation to let me know that I was going to have a granddaughter when the doctor said. So let us know when the doctor said no. It's not no all the time. Amen. Because God is able. Amen. That bubble will bust it.
Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. This is Zipporah's mother, Teresa. I'm just so proud of her. But when my mom said that, it was so funny because I have, they say I have polycystic ovarian syndrome. And I wasn't going to be able to have kids. And I would have to be on medication. And it was going to take me a long time to have kids. So I just settled with having my nephews. But she came, and when she came, the first time they brought her to the room, she was humming. And they never heard a newborn hum when she was humming. And they asked, could she sleep in the room with me because she was getting agitated with the rest of the babies, and the light was too bright, and she had, when she came to me, her arm was over her eyes. So I knew there was something about that little girl, and I just thank God for her. And even though the things that she's going through in school, the vision that I have for her is she, everything that she wants in life, she's going to be able to conquer, to get in school, because she wants awards and things like that, and I can just see it happen. So I thank God for her, and I thank God for my mom, and how seeing my mom, you know, as a young age, praying and waking up to her praying and going to sleep to her praying, and now seeing my daughter see the same thing, it's just a blessing.
Praise God. And that's generations. And just to hear what God does. So we know great things is on the horizon for that baby, and continue to keep her nurtured, and we keep praying on this end. And as me and Mother McCormick, we praying for the children and praying for that little one. Is there something supernatural? We believe in some of these things that have been spoken that's going to manifest even the more. So I praise God. I'm proud of her for her boldness. She's so bold, like, I mean, no nervous. Not that she just flow with it. And so no matter what is, we don't pour any time past, no matter what the enemy is saying or doing, it's going to be like water rolled off a duck back, and it's like confirmation when we already praise and thanks. And Brother Black was saying and stuff like that, you know. It's what I noticed he's saying. We're all going to go through some things. It's like, it's not going to hold us fast when we say going past her. I believe, you know, we all, no matter how great or how anointed we are, we're going to go through some things. But Jesus said, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all. But because of the anointing, it's not going to be able to hold her fast. It's not going to be able to hold her and lock her down and keep her where some people go through for a long time. Just for the discerning of the spirit, as he was talking about, and then the fact and so forth, keeping herself in a place of worship and praise and just trusting and believing God. I believe, glory to God, that it's not going to be nothing that can just keep her in bondage. She'll be able to be still more freer, even though she might be challenged like the rest of us. Not going to be holding her where she'll be in captivity. And God's going to use her, glory to God. I believe in so many different areas in the name of Jesus. And we'll pray to Tina. Bless you, because God has already said so many things we want to do in you, my dear. So we just can't sit back and look at mama and look at, you know, the generation behind you, your daughter. You've got to be in a place to have confidence to know that God has some things in you, Teresa, that still got to come to pass, and you got to open your mouth and do it and say that God can use your child and let you see the manifestation of the boldness in a young child. When he put that in, you have no excuse to hold back from what God has placed in you. Because one thing about it, when we be obedient to the Spirit of God, that caused more things to be loose from us that the enemy tried to hold us in, because the more faith and trust we have in the Lord and the more we strive to fulfill and to be perseverant and pursue after the Lord, the more and more he's going to prove himself in every area. And after a while, people will look as well as yourself and say, this is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes of how he manifests himself. So I encourage you to, and I know sometimes it can get discouraging what you're challenged with, but even though God done, some things have come up, God has proven himself to even let some of that be lesser and lesser of what it used to hold you in. But it can't hold you down with all these prayers and everybody praying for you. But the more and more you're selling out to the Lord, the more God's going to prove himself to you. So just don't coast. Be encouraged to be all you can be in the Lord, to strive for more, because others love you too, and you got on both sides. The younger and the older, the senior generation is praying. You right there in the middle, God's going to bless. And so we want you to continue to be encouraged and know that God has a plan. As Jeremiah 29:11 says, and take it on to 2:13 and read that too even the more. And remember Isaiah 41:10 and so forth. God's going to bless. So I thank God for that word tonight, what he's doing, and even the remarks, and even for all of us. Because all of us need it, no matter how long we've been saved or what title we have. The devil don't care nothing about that. He's just looking for an opening to try to break us down or to try to discourage us or try to bring any hindrances or try to bring us in a place to lose focus. We got to keep praying for ourselves and praying one for another. Because he don't want our mouths open to the power to speak and decree and declare, tear down strongholds and uproot some things, tearing up his kingdom. So, and the more we be united in it with our faith, the more God can move. It can't be a lip service. It's got to be something genuine. I just pray that we all pray one for another. when we be on each other's heart, get an intercessory prayer, because we never know what that individual might be going through, because we might have been laughing and talking and doing all kinds of great things, exploits, and next thing you know, just like Elijah, he was on that Mount Carmel, did great and mighty things, and the 400 prophets and more that was killed and destroyed. Here comes Jezebel. And whatever was going on with him at that time, about all that greatness that God did through him, he hides some place in the cave, and the enemy can come against us sometime, and we can withdraw. That's why it's important for us to pray each one for another as we build it in faith, because that the forces of the enemy is about trying to shut us down to keep us from accomplishing what God wants. And whether he uses it physically, ailments, or whether he uses challenges with our finances, whether he challenges with a marriage, challenges, glory to God, in ministry, challenges with the neighbors, challenges with all kind of enemies, whatever he can find a way, even the closest one to us, sometime with betrayal. Jesus has been through everything to know that we can, glory to God, go through and be overcomers and triumphant. But it's a process. So the more we build ourselves up in our most holy faith and hold fast to our profession and stand fast and committed and be obedient, and when we make a mistake, be in 1 John 4:9, confess it and just cast it back in. Don't let it hold us in bondage. Bust that bubble. Keep it moving. God's going to bless. And forget those things that are behind us and press to the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. As my sister has said, we got to let go of the past. Keep our confidence in the Lord. Don't let that stuff hold us fast. But that will mean that turn back wrong. We're not going to be challenged, but we overcome it through Christ. So I just pray God blesses upon you and each one of us, and help us to continue to remember to pray each one for another. Regardless, because he is trying to get us so distracted by what we're going through, after a while they're trying to get us alienated and so busy looking at what I'm going through, we can't pray for others. But when we can break out and say, in spite of, because I know this too shall pass, it's going to get us through these challenges. And I bless the Lord for you. Didn't know it was going to go that far, but I give God glory. Sometimes even when we share it, that word comes back to remind each one of us, even when he's using us, even our own situation, a reminder to press in and to hold fast. And sometimes it just encourages us again, too, like, hey, wake up here. Really recognize what's happening. But we bless the Lord for you and thank God for you all. And whoever's have another comment before we say this prayer and say goodnight, we're going to take that now, and then we are going to close the line for tonight, but keep our heart open to the Spirit of the Lord continuously. Anything else before we close?
Yes, this is Brother Black. I just want to say one more thing. Even when you pray for your friends at school, and when you pray for situations at school, even your church, you have the faith and you know who you are in Christ. You are Christ's child, and you know that. And all of your prayers are going to come to pass, and doors are going to remain open because you honor God. And the thing is, from what I heard, I'll even go beyond this. I believe personally that you were filled with the Holy Ghost even in your mother's womb. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. For the encouragement for the little baby. Amen. Bless God. Well, ladies and gents, we're going to speak blessings upon you and angels and cast and thank God for all that he's done and doing to keep those people and the ones that we've been praying for at various times. In prayers, Rose, our armed forces, our leaders, spiritually and the natural, for our country. Also, those that are sick and shut in, those that need salvation, those need encouragement, and need building their faith, and those over to God that need over to God just to hear a word from the Lord, just to be encouraged. Help us to continue to pray and bind up and send satanic forces that are on the horizon in the name of Jesus. But help us to keep our faith and come against the fear tactics of the enemy, of the demonic forces, and all those other people that we've been praying against. Those cancerous spirits and those praying. That God's going to bless and move, and we just got to walk in this thing out by faith. But I pray God's joy and peace. Pray angels being in camp, and we give God glory as we continue to pray for our youth as well, especially while they're out for the summer. Those that are preparing for school, and my little 14, well, she's 15 now, going for her first job with one of her mama's part time jobs. So pray for Miss Imani. Endeavor for first time working, deciding to pick on the 14th. So let's just continue to keep each other lifted up in the name of Jesus. We love you tonight. Angels be in camp. Shalom, shalom. Glory to God.
Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Thank you to everyone.
Praise God.
Hey.
Amen. We love you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Give him glory. Amen. Good night. We will be high. Sweet, sweet, sweet.